At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It is March 13th, 2025. You're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show. I'm going back to the Lahaina thing. I promised to keep investigating this, so I am staying on it. It looks like there could be something to what we covered early on with the Lahaina fire in Maui with the missing children. Now some more information has come out. I'm going to also be getting into a lot of the human trafficking details on the island of Maui and into some statistics. Now, a lot of people wondering what happened to the kids that vanished in the Maui fire, in the Lahaina fire back in August of 2023. There were hundreds and actually over 1,000 unaccounted for, but press outlets came out to debunk this claim, but they actually had no weight. When I really dug into it, there really was over 1,000 missing children. I'm going to go over the numbers today. And the plot has thickened because Maui Police Chief John Pelletier, he is a supposed guardian of the island now, but remember we talked about them inserting him to do the cover up of the directed energy weapon attack and the trafficking of the kids. He has now been named in a bombshell lawsuit alongside, get this, Sean P. Diddy Combs. Racketeering, sex trafficking, allegations that make your skin crawl. Was Pelletier protecting Maui's kids, or is he protecting something else? And then there's Oprah. Oh, yeah, America's sweetheart with her sprawling Maui estate just miles from the burn zone. Coincidence or connection? We're going to connect the dots, see if it all adds up, and dig into this deeper right here on the Shepherd Ambella Show. Guys, the Maui police chief accused of involvement in Diddy's legal issues, facing racketeering and sex trafficking claims. Now, this is unbelievable. We had, I talked about, you know, over a year ago that this guy was likely involved in some shady stuff. Now it's come out. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier has been named in a civil lawsuit alongside Sean Diddy Combs, implicating them in alleged crimes, including racketeering and sex trafficking. Pelletier is accused of having served as security and a facilitator for Combs and impersonating a law enforcement officer from different jurisdictions. According to Hawaii News Now, Pelletier allegedly posed as a Contra Costa California sheriff deputy to discourage an alleged rape victim from pursuing charges, and later kidnapped and restrained plaintiffs at gunpoint in his home. Now, this was allegedly for Sean Diddy Combs. This guy was like going around covering this stuff up, and then he was involved in the cover up in Maui, it looks like, most likely, and something's really going on. Ladies and gentlemen, this gets sinister. Please support the show. Please support real grassroots journalism, connecting all the dots, staying on this stuff. Definitely need to keep the bills paid, and I need a lot more support than I've been getting. The Maui Police Department, through spokesman Alana Pico, has denied the police chief's connections to the individuals in the lawsuit, asserting that the evidence will show the claims to be false. Oh, of course, the evidence will show that. They will have this all worked out. Oh, that's right. And on the other hand, Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson has recommended that Pelletier be placed on administrative leave during the investigation. Now, in a letter addressed to the Maui Police Commissioner, Mayor Bisson stated that this measure is not an admission of guilt, but rather a way to uphold the integrity of the office in light of serious allegations. Now, Mayor Bisson says, given the gravity of the allegations, I recommend that the Maui Police Commission place Chief Pelletier on administrative leave pending further investigation. The report from Hoodline.com goes on to say that in response to the allegations, the police chief and Maui Police Department have highlighted Pelletier's previous condemnation by the Rape Crisis Center in 2018, which recognizes efforts toward sexual assaults prevention, and captain in the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Pelletier's award for his role in the Stay Safe program was cited to dispute credibility of the allegations against him. You know, I mean, this is getting weird. We talked about the missing kids in Maui, the potential for a lot of this to be going on. And a lot of people thought that there's no way. There's no way. Of course, the news is coming out and they're saying a baseless civil accusation against the Maui police chief. I don't think it's baseless. I bet it's not baseless. And, you know, they've had to respond to this and whatnot. But back in August of 2023, the FBI recovered missing children in Hawaii and rescued 200 victims of sex trafficking nationwide. And this was part of Operation Cross Country. And they did that campaign for 13 years, and, you know, but it makes you wonder, what does all this get into? Because soon after was the Lahaina fire. I'm going to play a clip of this guy talking about the missing children.
The mayor of Maui will not say how many children are missing. What we've been told is that officially there are about 100 people who have died in the fires, but there are 1,000 people missing. Missing. Now, how many days later? Here's what the mayor of Maui has to say.
I don't know.
I wish yes, I knew you the answer. Do. How many children are missing? You
I
know.
If I knew the answer to that, I would be happy to answer that.
You have no estimate as to how many children are missing?
I guess nothing? We can end this right now if you guys want.
Sorry. This is one of the biggest questions that the people of Lahaina have, but you don't want to answer.
It always takes one or two to ruin it for everybody.
Every time an illegal alien.
Huh. So there's that. Now, I'm going to play this clip from about a year ago. The Maui Police Department is actively working to solve missing persons cases. Oh, I think that's from something else. That's not it. Okay. DOE, number of students, Department of Education, number of students missing, killed in Maui fires is too small to release, they claim. Now, this is a bizarre claim because the numbers don't add up, okay? Now, the Department of Education says that in 2023, in September 7th of 2023, that the number of students listed missing or killed in Lahaina fire is too small, and that releasing it would violate their privacy. Therefore, they made all that information secret. And that is bizarre because when you go in and add up the numbers, the superintendent of the school said the department knows the whereabouts and education plans of most of the 3,000 students who had been enrolled in Lahaina before the fire. 907 of them had been enrolled in the state's distance learning program and 782 enrolled in other, and 345 students are now enrolled in charter schools. But look, that leaves over 1,100 missing students. And so the numbers aren't adding up, and they're going in and they're messing with all this information. It's very suspicious. I mean, this is very suspicious. Now, obviously, this fire did impact the school, the whole community. You know, people thought directed energy weapons or napalm was used. The military went right in and didn't allow anyone in there. They blocked all rescue and all food and water and supplies from going in. So something weird was going on. John Pelletier, the police chief, now people alleging he is connected to P. Diddy and all that sex trafficking stuff and all that stuff. So we will have to see. Now, whether there is enough evidence that kids were taken and trafficked from the Lahaina fire, I mean, I think in a way there's evidence. Now, will we ever find out? I don't know. The Lahaina fire of August 8th, 2023 was a disaster. There were 97 confirmed dead in the media, thousands displaced, and early reports of over 1,000 unaccounted for. However, in the media, that number dropped fast. And by October 3rd, they said they couldn't find just 13 people. But yet, there were 1,100 missing kids alone. I just went over that number from the official Department of Education numbers. So they are someone's lying here, and it's not adding up. And this fed panic on social media. You know, I mean, even back then, a lot of people were pointing to John Pelletier, the Maui police chief, because he came from Las Vegas where all these cover-ups were going on. They moved him in there. Everyone knew he was doing a cover-up. Now, the trafficking angle, it's not baseless in a broader sense. I mean, Hawaii's had a lot of issues. The FBI's Operation Cross Country that I mentioned in July of 2023. Now, they recovered 59 missing kids and 200 trafficked victims, according to all the reports I read and went through. And, you know, Lahaina has history of kidnappings. I think there was over 100 kidnapping cases in Lahaina pre-fire. So lots of suspicious activity in the area, and unverified claims that these children were all accounted for. I just don't see it. I don't see that they were all accounted for. A lot of people fleeing, you know, fled the region since then. It's going to be hard to really get a count in on this and tell, but I mean, it does look like something's going on. Hawaii's history with human trafficking, it's kind of complex. I mean, it stretches back centuries, literally. It intertwines with colonialism, their economic shifts, modern crime, stuff like that. And I mean, I guess in early history, in the 19th century, human trafficking in Hawaii predates its statehood. So there was human trafficking in the early 1800s. American whalers and traders arrived to Hawaii, and they brought a demand for sex labor and sex slaves. So records in like 1825 show that they were trafficking Hawaiian girls and whatnot. This was all going on all the way through the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom. And the American businessmen, you know, amplified this. They went in and they wanted to have hyper-sexualization of the islands. And then, you know, in the late 19th and 20th century, they brought labor trafficking. I mean, it was like the plantation era, right? So labor trafficking emerged on the sugarcane plantations. And then from the 1850s, the planters, obviously, they imported workers like Chinese, Japanese, Filipino, and others. And these were under harsh contracts and conditions. And, you know, I mean, the 1868 Masters and Servants Act literally legalized indentured labor, and it bound workers to the plantations and whatnot. And then, I mean, there's obviously the modern sex trafficking era where, I mean, after Hawaii became a territory, Waikiki's rise to the tourist hub, there's obviously hookers down there and all sorts of stuff going on in the Waikiki, you know, Oahu area and other areas. And the response to this is, you know, I mean, they've only made so many arrests, and they're not really going in and checking on this. And Oprah's name's even come up in this. And she owns over 1,000 acres in Maui, including 870 bought in 2023, some near Lahaina, which is very suspicious. And after the fire killed those 97 reported and left hundreds missing, which I think thousands of children missing alone. Now, this is a perfect time for a land grab. Oh, in steps in The Rock, Oprah. They were trying to raise $10 million. And, you know, I mean, Oprah has ties to Harvey Weinstein, okay? Now, she was his friend all the way through his downfall. Sean Diddy Combs named in the 2023 trafficking lawsuit, along with Maui Police Chief John Pelletier. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein, a distant link, obviously. Oprah's names popped up in court documents with Epstein. I mean, it goes on and on. I think that it's all connected, and that's my opinion. But I mean, you know, a lot of people think she's uninvolved. I think like there's something to it. I think that if someone went and searched Oprah's home, they would probably find a lot of weird shit in it. And the same goes for any of these sick people out of Hollywood, any of these people trafficking people. But Hawaii's definitely got a trafficking problem, you know? Guys, please support the show. I definitely need to get bills paid and stuff. I'm falling behind on everything. I can't even keep up. I'm trying to do as many shows as possible, which is why I'll be on later covering all of today's latest and greatest news headlines in detail. We'll probably have Kevin Mooring on if possible. And I'm going to try to open up the call lines for later. And I really appreciate all of you. I'll see you later on 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, Shepherd Ambella Show. Y'all have a great day.
It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.